washing your hands after cutting nails. We'll discuss in today's halacha regarding the details of the obligation to wash hands after cutting nails, the reason behind it, and when it applies. It's recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber, and the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe in chapter 4, halacha 18, that one of the actions that requires the washing of hands afterwards is the cutting of nails. And the reason brought down for this is because when one cuts his nails, there is a spirit of impurity that resides on his body, and specifically on his hands. The Alter Rebbe even records the dangers involved in not cutting one's nails. That not doing so can cause one to have inner fear, or what we can call paranoia, for one day. And in addition, if he is a Torah scholar, he will forget his learning, while if he is a layman, he will lose his mind. Now, this does not mean that anyone who doesn't wash their hands after cutting nails will become crazy. But as the Kaf HaChaim explains, that this means is that the person will succumb to sin. As it says, a person does not sin unless a spirit of insanity enters into him. And this is what is meant when it says that he will lose his mind. When does one have to wash his hands? Can he wait? Can it delay? Does it have to be immediately? So in the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadin, they both record that it has to be done immediately afterwards, although the Alter Rebbe omits this word. Nonetheless, since it's explicitly mentioned in the above Peskim, one should be particular to wash his hands immediately after the cutting of the nails. Does this apply to both the hand nails and toenails, or only the toenails? So it's brought in the later Achreinim that the washing of the hands applies even towards washing when one cut his toenails. And it applies whether he cut all of his nails or cut only one nail or only part of a nail. Whenever one cuts a nail or removes it, even with his teeth, not something very healthy, but if he did do so, or with his hands, he peeled it off, it requires washing afterwards. What if you cut someone else's nails, such as you cut your children's nails? Do you have to wash your hands? The answer is no. The Peskim writes, from the Eshel Avram Abuchach, Tanyana, that the obligation and spirit of impurity only come to one's hands when he cuts his own nails and not when cutting someone else. This is also implied from the Alter Rebbe, which writes specifically after one cut his nails and didn't just write after one cut nails. Regarding if one must wash their hands if another person cut his nails, according to the above logic, the answer is yes. So a child that has a nail cut, the child should wash his hands. If an adult cut your nails, then you should wash your hands afterwards. So records the Eshel Avram Abuchach regarding this matter.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at www.ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.